John, how are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm more than wonderful. This is you. Yeah, does it surprise you that I call you on this?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I'm like, why are you guys doing all this stuff? I mean, I need a phone that is just the NSA can suck it, and I want to know how much they can suck it on this. So we're going to go from the beginning to end and starting off and kind of, man, $1,100, and, you know, good. That's good.
Perfect.
It's worth it, and let's kick ass. The what I'm going to do is I'm going to just do your bio, just a quick, you were here, did this, worked there, started McAfee, and now it's not yours, but you got money, and you went and partied, and now it's time to go kick ass, and then we'll get right to it, okay?
Good enough.
And then anything else you want to make sure we talk about?
Anything you want. I'm easy. You know, we might want to talk about all the hubbub about net neutrality, trying to go after Julian Assange, all of it's related to the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, these kind of, dovetail into this, so, you know, that's
well,
all
of course.
Good.
It's all the same thing. I mean, it's the same people going after him and Edward Snowden that are trying to take away our privacy. Right. And
have you gotten any kind of feedback from those that won't leave us alone? I mean, are they going, no, McAfee, you didn't get permission slip?
Well, it depends what you mean by feedback. I'm followed constantly. My phone is constantly tapped by the FBI. I'm smart enough to know these things. I know when my phone gets tapped. Stingrays continually wander by my house. So there's that kind of feedback, yes.
Yeah.
No one from the FBI has actually called me and said, bad boy.
Yet.
Yes.
Not that you'd care anyway, but, you know.
No, it's like, at least, what are you going to do?
I'm going to pick your brain on this phone thing. All right, we're coming back in 40 seconds, and we'll get right to it. And I'll go as fast as I can on the intro. All right, here we go.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Here and declare your independence. I'm Ernest Hancock here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the BEA beautiful studios of Freedoms of the Nest, Phoenix, .com. John McAfee on the line. We got to know John over the last couple of years, and I'm glad that he's there. Let me give you a little bit of background on John. He was born in the United Kingdom on a U.S. Army base. His parents brought him back to the United States, raised in Salem, Virginia. In the 60s, he attended Roanoke College, earned a bachelor's degree in mathematics. Later in 08, they gave him an honorary bachelor's degree. Matt, you're a smart guy. We're going to, let everybody know you went here. So that's what they do. And then you have him creating, work for Lockheed Martin, and while he was there, he's inspired to write an antivirus software. This is becoming a thing. And he's like, man, we need some antivirus. Somebody's out there virusing. I probably know these guys. I could be one of these guys, and I'll do an antivirus software. He sells that, becomes a wealthy man. He's like, ooh, got some money. But now they're using his name, McAfee Virus Software, and getting all kinds of, questions. Hey, how do I get this crap off of my computer? Well, here's a baseball bat, and you can work that out. So he's done a lot of fun videos, just his life out on enjoying himself. And then he decided, you know what? I want to run for president of the United States of America, and during the Libertarian primaries and so on, he had some fun. We got to meet him out in Orlando. We enjoyed him being there. Well, then what happens? Now he's Well, hopefully he's not coughing up a lung. You know,
sorry.
You okay. The so what happens is now he's doing smartphone privacy. And I saw this last week, and I'm going, oh, hell yeah. I've been screaming about this. They do all of these different – I go, look, we can't have end-to-end encryption. We can't have it being private. We can't, or can we? We can't. John McAfee says we can. He's going to tell me all about this. And we'll talk a little bit about net neutrality, what that means, Assange, Snowden. All of this is just surveillance. Well, what if they can't surveil? What if you can do private financial transactions? What if? Well, we're going to find out. John McAfee. John, all right, tell me every little thing about this phone.
Okay. So, first of all, it is a privacy phone. It's not a security phone. Because here's the problem. Almost everybody's phone has been hacked or has malware on it. If you've ever visited a pornography site, you have malware on your phone. I'm sorry. At least a keystroke logger that's watching everything that you type. So I addressed the privacy issue. Let's assume that because it's very difficult not to get hacked if a determined hacker wants to get into your phone. Anybody who's ever been monitored by the FBI or the CIA will know this. They have machines called Stingrays built by Harris Corporation in Florida that can drive by your house, take control, can intercept your phone call and do a push of a software update that they're pretending to be your phone manufacturer or your phone carrier, update your software, and in the process replace everything. So
I'm getting lot of update requests on my Verizon Android Galaxy S5, and that, I'm going, seriously, you got to update it that often? Is that the man doing it?
That's the man doing it. Or it may be the man doing it, because seriously. And this is one of the things that we're not going to allow on our privacy phone, if you choose. But let me tell you the type of things that risk our privacy. When you take a photograph, for example, in all phones that exist today, when you take that photograph, it creates a small appendage to that photograph called the EXIF information. And in that EXIF segment is your location, the date, and time of the photograph, the phone it was taken on, the owner of that phone, if you have placed your name into that phone, and everything else. If I can get into your phone and just take one of your photos, okay, I can tell where you were at the time. I can tell all kinds of things. So in this phone, you can choose to have the camera not create that file. Well, you have to create the file, but it will zero out every field. Location. Location is a hard switch in my phone. In most phones, all of the switches, including turning the phone off, is what's called a soft switch. It's done by software. When you tap power down or you push the power down button, that does not physically disconnect the battery. It sends a signal to software to send another signal to firmware to power down the phone.
So you have actual little finger micro switches I'm going to have on this thing and flip off.
Yes. And it sounds inconvenient, but it's not really.
No. I'm hit, man. I want a freaking button switch if I get to push it.
Yes. It's the stupidest thing in the world to have a software switch, because if software turns it on and off, then a hacker can intercept that and pretend to turn it off, making the screen go blank, turning off all the lights, yet it's still on and still listening to you and still watching you. So I don't like that idea. So with my phone, when you throw the switch, it physically disconnects the battery. It doesn't say software go do this. Location. We have all kinds of odd little devices when you switch your location off, it actually disconnects the firmware for the geolocation. You can also say, well, it's not just enough for someone not to know where I am. I want to deceive whoever's trying to watch me into thinking I'm somewhere else.
Yeah.
So if you want, you can set a switch and we will randomly generate locations that are nowhere near where you really are.
Can you select those locations, or would it be something that you create?
You can select it if you wish, or we can randomly generate it. Or you can choose things like, I want to be on a road trip. So we will send signals all along the way, like you're going from Boston to Los Angeles. All right?
At the speed limit, at 72 and a half miles an hour?
yes, absolutely. Okay. So now, why would you want to do that? Well, if you're someone like me that really is watched by every government agency, because I trash every one of them openly on national television, including people like Comey, who, you know, I've insisted many times should be either replaced or incarcerated. So you know that I have, you know, people watching
me. The FBI, yeah, you know, that'll get you on the list.
So it's not just enough to say, aha, you don't know where I am. It's much better when their malware says, where is he? It goes, St. Louis, Missouri, and I'm in Tennessee. So it sounds crazy, yet there are some people who might want to use that feature.
Hell, we all, yeah, screw them, man. I am so done with just being there. Addition to their artificial intelligence database of we're going to be able to track. Never, you do this, it's going to jack up all their crap, and they're not going to like it. Are going to explain it to you. Has anybody explained it to you? You know, when did you first came out with the news that you were doing this?
Just last week. I've been trying to keep it as secret as possible because for competitive reasons and also a variety of reasons.
Okay, now how far are you?
Let me tell you what my approach is.
We're on the edge of our seat as we're waiting. Tell him what his approach is. I'm going to write it down. Let me tell you approach. So we pick it up right there when we come back. John McAfee. Woo! We're going to get cured. Okay, that's where we'll pick it up when we come back, you know.
You bet.
Yeah,
right.
Because I don't want to miss.
Because the approach is unique, and I think people need to understand it in order to see the beauty in it.
Well, as we go through this, I mean, I've been covering, you know, a lot of, you know, in tech. I have everything's going to Linux on my computers. I got a ThinkPenguin laptop from Chris Wade that they, because of this very reason. I'm so sick of the Apple. I mean, Microsoft can kiss my ass because when everything stopped working, oh, you got to go to 10. You know what? I'm just not. I'll learn whatever and take a hit on, I don't care, because I'm not playing this game anymore. So, you know, we're starting to make the conversion. But the thing is that it's so encompassing on every. You got a Verizon phone. Of course, I know they're hacked. It was 2 weekends ago. All of a sudden, my phone went totally dead, and the phone and messaging, everything else worked fine. But that just cut off. I'm sorry, you got to get a new phone. Well, what had happened is I've had some screens go bad. You know, the cracked screens. So I get the new one.
Right.
Well, it's $75 if you don't send it back. I go, well, fine, I'll keep it for $75. Hell, I got another smartphone. I'll just keep it. So I have three of them. One was new that I hadn't turned on because the other one, you know, kind of got wet, but it started working, and I just kept it because you got to transfer all kinds of crap. So I have these phones that I can use, and then when this one went, I go, all right, fine. I got a brand-new Galaxy S5 that I haven't done anything with. I went everything over to there. So I get it all set up. I'm, you know, boom, and we're good. I had to get a new SIM card. You know, we're fine. Well, the other phone, it kept going on and off, on and off. I turn it on. They keep turning it on. I got to take the battery out. You know, they did some funky stuff. They're trying to upload. And then I went through all of my permissions on the apps, and I'm going, they're changed. When you agree to get it, and then they do updates, they update to the new, we get everything this time.
Yes, absolutely.
Even
absolutely.
Signal.
Yes.
I'm going,
even
screw
signal.
You.
Absolutely. So this is the problem. And so what I have done is go, okay, it is so complicated, we just can't prevent, even like you said, the updates. There's malware that's just going to get in your phone. So my point is, okay, let's assume you can't stop it. Can you then stop the malware from friggin' spying on you? Absolutely, okay? You You can confuse the malware. You can, if I'm going into a meeting, I can shut down physically, shut down my microphone and my camera, which you can't do doing software, right, because the malware is intercepting it. If I want total privacy, if I'm going to bed with my spouse and my phone is on the counter, I can physically shut the battery, disconnect the battery with a switch rather than saying power down, which is a software switch. So at least I've got privacy while I'm in my bedroom with my wife. If I go to a meeting, I can shut the camera and the microphone off. I can do hundreds of things, even if you are infected, that give you, and so let the CIA get into your phone, and they're intercepting the power down. Screw them. Throw the switch. You power down anyway.
You know, I remember years ago when they were going on, hey, man, they can just turn on the microphone on your phone. Nuh-uh. And I go, yep. What, can they? Well, then they are. I just want to know, yes. Can they? Yeah, well, then they are.
Yes. Of course they can. So, because thank God Julian Assange or WikiLeaks did the CIA leak showing everything they could do. They can, even if you turn your TV off, like the Samsung TVs,
oh,
you
no,
turn
I
it off.
Samsung. All right, we're coming back. Let's go ahead and we'll, remember okay. We're going to do right. Tell you the approach. Here we go.
Free for us. Okay. You can help us cover our satellite costs with the chip-in on the right side of the page at lrn.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Alone. I mean, I'm just looking for somebody. I want some leave me aloneism. And one of the things is that smartphones are very useful. I mean, you know, it's kind of, I'm not without my phone. Heck, I'm taking my brain, heck, probably too much of my brain, and I've been on idle. I use my phone to, I don't know, do a lot of things. But a lot of times I'm just going, you know what I really need? I really need to have, they used to have, you had your cell phone and you had a PDA, a personal data assistant. You know, digital assistant or whatever it was. And I go, you know, the PDA. You remember the hand springs, the old PDAs, John?
Sure,
you know?
Absolutely.
Now, these wizards and so on, those were awesome. And then they took and they combined them. I'm old enough to remember, okay? So now they combined them, and I'm going, yes. I remember the trios. That was the first thing. Here comes the smartphones, the BlackBerry. Here comes the smartphones. And they go, ooh, we'll subsidize the crap out of this. We'll InQtel CIA, make sure these get made. Hell, we'll just plug them in, you know, jack in the back of the head and just call it Matrix, you know? Well, now here comes McAfee, and he says, ah. So you got to talk about, let me tell you the approach. All right, tell me your approach, man. Go for it.
Okay, so here's my approach. I've been in cybersecurity my entire life, and those people who say that they can guarantee you, that they have a hack-proof phone are lying to you, pure and simple, or they're incompetent, one of the two. Maybe it's 50-50, because software trying to prevent other software from getting in, it's a 50-50 chance. It's, you know, you develop the software, then the hackers figure out how to break in, then you develop updated software, and then the hackers figure out how to break into that. So your phone is just going to get hacked. I'm sorry. There will be malware on your phone, either through a stingray passing by your house. And by the way, it's no longer just the FBI, the CIA, and local law enforcement who have stingrays. You can buy them on the dark web in a kit form for $130 now. So it might be your next door 15-year-old teenager who's bored, who is running around hacking everybody. So these are dangerous devices. And
oh, they're doing it. They go to festivals, certainly, if they got a bunch of freedom-oriented, and your Bitcoin's mine now.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm going, okay, so let's assume that this is the reality. You know, I'm a realist, okay? Look at the world how it is. And let's say we cannot absolutely stop the hackers. Can we still have our privacy? And I go, hell yes, absolutely. Excuse me, heck yes, absolutely. We have any number of facilities that we can use. So I'm assuming there is malware. So everybody should assume there's malware on your phone, that someone's attempting to listen to you, to watch you, to read your emails, to read your text messages, to get access to your contacts, to have a keystroke logger so that when you log into your online banking, if they wish, they can get your password. Please assume this, because a large percentage of the population, this is the case. So now, what can we do? Well, if we have, for example, a hard switch to physically disconnect your microphone and your camera, rather than the soft switches, which are in all phones now, that can be intercepted by malware, then there's no way in the world software can forcibly bridge that gap to force electrons to go into your microphone or your camera. So let's say I'm going into a very critical meeting. Turn off your mic. Turn off your camera. If you're going to bed with your spouse, put your phone on the side table. Disconnect the battery. That way, no one, I don't care what malware you have on your phone, it cannot listen to you or watch you while you're in a private communication.
Why I have, that this particular phone, the Galaxy S5, it allows you to take the battery out of the back. And there's others that they don't, and I'm going, nope, not getting those. Yeah, but this is, it's great and wonderful. God, I don't care. Well, this is, and you'll say, oh, well, I get, if you want to buy extra batteries and you could do the battery, that's even the reason. But no, because you get external batteries, whatever. But so what makes it secure in other ways? You're just saying, nope, if it's software, they're just going to hack it anyway.
I've also tried as best as possible to prevent hackers. For example, the phone has a stingray detector. Okay. For example, nobody has a stingray detector. Why? It's an almost impossible problem to solve. So I started thinking about it and going, well, not really. If you want to be rude and crude, there are lists of all legitimate cell towers in America, in Europe, in almost every industrialized country that are managed. I mean, you can get them from the FCC. Okay, for example, updated monthly. So what we can do is say, okay, these are all legitimate cell towers, and suddenly your phone wants to connect to something that's not in your list. It's not legitimate. Or it hasn't been updated, and AT&T at 3 o'clock in the morning put a new cell tower near your house.
Or the NSA put a new cell tower up and got it listed on the thing, and we're good.
Well, that's unlikely to happen, because they have to come from the carriers. Now, the NSA may have some dirt on the CEO of AT&T or Sprint, and can manage to do that. unfortunately, I have nothing that can deal with that. Okay, my apologies to the world. However, if not, then a new cell tower that just pops up, not in our list, hasn't been moving, then we're not going to let you connect to it. I'm sorry, okay? If it is a legitimate cell tower that's just been placed there, you will be inconvenienced for about a month until our list is updated. Also, here's the problem with stingrays. They're constantly moving. So they cannot just say, we are at these geo-coordinates, all right? So if they're moving, I don't care, even if they have dirt on the chairman of AT&T, we're going to still know it's a stingray, and we're not going to let you connect to it.
Okay, now, wait. So what you're saying is you get these cell, because that's how cell phones work. They transfer from one signal to another, or keep it strong or whatever. And they got this stingray, law enforcement sitting out in the van, and they go, oh, his phone connected to it. It's ours now. Thank you for playing. But if it's not on the approved list, you're going, nope, not that one. Or if it links to a geo locational, it's moving, you're going, we know what that is. Okay.
We know what that is. So and it's very odd. Let's say you're living, I don't care where you're living, in New York City, okay? And so there's probably seven different cell towers you could connect to, and you always connect to the one with the strongest signal. And suddenly, something with five bars pops up right in front of your house. Okay, please, people, get a clue. There's something wrong with that. So, again, we will make some errors, and we will not allow you to connect to what might be a legitimate cell tower, which you've been doing fine until now. So you can certainly wait for a month until the list is updated. So that's the biggest threat that we have to our privacy and security.
All right, and some of the other features of the phone and, you know, the social and business and governmental and regulatory ramifications of I'm not plugged into your matrix will be what? I don't know, but John McAfee probably has an idea, and if he doesn't, he soon will. And the manufacturing of it, where is it going? What are some of the features of the phone? What's the power of the phone? What's it based on? We'll find out. Yeah, when we come back, that's what we'll do, get into some of the details. Some other security, privacy. See, you're saying security, yeah, I mean, I don't want to make it a security thing because they're going to do whatever they're going to do.
They're going to break your security. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So what we have to do is accept that we are at war with the hackers inside your phone. There's a war going on as we speak.
Now, if you can corrupt the data that they're getting to the point that the data doesn't mean anything,
yes,
then you're...
That's the whole point.
This is security.
This is what I'm doing. I am because I believe the following. Disinformation is far more powerful than information, okay? I mean, I'll give you an example. 2 years ago, the FBI was monitoring my phone, and I was providing as much disinformation as possible, like I was writing emails to bogus email addresses, which I had already set up using other computers, saying, yeah, there's a shipment of drugs coming into the port of Los Angeles at Pier 18, arriving. You know, there'll be 16 tons of methamphetamines on board.
Shit.
Man, no, I want to tell you something. Well, no, it wasn't funny. It wasn't funny because there was a huge raid on that pier. But in any case, why? Because I have the right to do so. If you're tapping my phone and listening to my conversations and reading my emails, then fuck you. We're not on air now, right? Okay. Then fuck you.
Yeah, you get what you get, man.
You get what you get.
Yeah.
And so I have put into this phone as much disinformation capabilities, if you choose to use them. You don't have to. You might just say, it's enough for them not to know where the hell I am. Cool. For me, I want them to think I'm somewhere else.
Now, this phone, this doesn't have its own carrier service. So, I mean, everything...
It will work with any carrier.
Okay, but my point is that it's going through Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, or whatever.
It'll,
whatever
right,
they
yeah,
get,
absolutely.
They're going to get.
Yes.
But the,
yes,
the only difference is that they can probably tell which cell tower that it's connected with, but the software, the location stuff that has in the phone is not going to be accurate. So they're going to have to...
No, absolutely not.
So they're going to have to pull what...
They're not going to know exactly where you are. They'll know. AT&T is going to know what cell tower you're connected to. Yeah, we can't help that, unfortunately. However, I might be within, you know, a mile radius of that. That's helpful. And also, in order to get that level of information, you have to infiltrate AT&T. Because we must believe, please God, that AT&T is not designed as a unit to spy on us. They're a carrier. If we found out that, you know, if WikiLeaks said, aha, all of your carriers are spying on you, there would be revolt in this country.
Now there they are. I mean, why would we think they're not?
They are not. I think they are doing it on behalf of government agencies.
Same thing. I mean,
when I believe on a case-by-case basis, please, if not, then our judicial system has gone to shit and no longer exists. We have to have some faith that somebody in this government and in this world has character and honesty.
Yeah,
somebody,
well,
please.
When you find him, let me know, okay? I, seriously, I'm talking to John McAfee here, and he's giving me that crap. You know, who you butter up to. All right, so we're...
No.
So I want to talk about the phone itself and the design of it and the stats and who and the team and all that kind of stuff. All right, we'll be back in 10 seconds. Here we go.
Okay, sorry, I just lost my earphones. Okay, are you there?
Yeah, here we go.
Okay.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
I tried.
I'm like, damn it, can I get a little bit of leave me alone-ism? Well, there's some things that you can do. I mean, the data that they're getting from your phone, they're going to be putting stuff on it, and it comes with it, and kind of, you know, get over it. But, you know, can I just turn it off? You thought you turned it off. You didn't turn it off, okay? They still got, you know, recording of and the microphone and the chip and kind of the conversation while you thought it was off, and then it replays back when they go and get kind of where you're at and what you're doing and who, when, and how. And then, and even if you weren't, they'd make it look like you did, and you're guilty before you even knew that there was a thing that you were doing that you didn't do really anyway. And John McAfee probably has experienced many of these things. So he looks at this need, you know, for people. There is a desire for privacy. Do I really got to have my matrix cord plugged into my head all day? And then when I go to bed and there and kind of, and there's jealous NSA guys of how, you know, great a lovemaker I am at night, and screw you, jealous, you know? So this is, you know, some privacy, maybe not security in the way that, you know, they not know who and what you're talking to and with and how, but if you want to just be off or give them false information of where you might be or what you're, you know, I'm just, I vote off. So the phone itself, when you came up with this concept of what can be done, John, then I'm going, okay, what were the minimum things that you wanted to do other than what you're talking about, just be able to turn it off? Where would you go to have this phone produced? Who are you partnering with? Well, how would you talk about it?
Well, we're partnering with a company in Finland. But before I get to that, I'd like to discuss a little more about the value of disinformation. Now, again, my assumption is malware is going to get in your phone. So now, you got malware in your phone, what do you do? And I still believe that disinformation is the greatest of all things. So we monitor transmissions. Let's say the user has not input a single key in half an hour, and yet data is being massively transmitted somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay? So
I got apps that give me that threat warning. It happens all the time.
Yeah, it happens all the time. So we can give the user the option to say, enter disinformation mode.
Ah.
So when that app accesses memory, okay, for whatever file it's getting, we're going to intercept it. We're going to send garbage. Not just pure garbage, but if it's a text file, we're going to randomly generate text from the text libraries around the world. Where it's very easy, you know, you can pick passages from Shakespeare and mix them in with Thomas Wolfe and whatever you want. So we will be sending this information to the people watching you. Now, do you realize how powerful that is?
I don't know if they can disinformate, because they're doing it already anyway. You were here because we said you were in this little line of code of whatever, you know.
Right.
So if I get to do that, you know, what would I pick? I might want to pick a place, like out in the middle of a lake or something.
Yes, anything you want. You can pick it. You let us randomly pick it. Or you can do things like a road trip. You're on a sailboat.
I'm on the Caribbean for like the rest of my life. They can suck it, you know.
Yeah, now wouldn't that be good? Because if you're on a sailboat and they're serious about tracking you, do you realize how much money they would have to spend?
See, this is not, I don't see them grinning about that. Okay, so.
Well, I'm grinning.
So
grinning.
No, I'm grinning. That's why we're having you on. But, you know, the hardware is what? Did you select a platform? Did you put in some
we
stats?
We did. We're going to be announcing it tomorrow, but I can't tell you now exactly what it is. But, yes, we've announced, we're putting out PR that gives the details. But. Again, people say, well, the Android is a bad operating system, or iOS is bad, or this is bad, or that is bad. It makes no difference. Every single one of them are hackable identically, and will be, because software will never be perfect. It will always have faults, because it is developed by the human mind, which makes mistakes. I'm sorry. There has never been a large software system released which did not have flaws that could allow hackers to get in.
And often intentional.
Yes, and often intentional, yes. If in fact, you have had your company infiltrated by agents from the FBI or NSA or something, which happens constantly, pretending to be programmers, and they are programmers, They can put back doors in. They can do whatever they want. This is the nature of our reality. Now, you and I were discussing during the break that you know, I think your cynicism is almost equal to mine. But I do have a ray of hope that I don't care if the entire organization of AT&T becomes corrupt. It only takes one person with a conscience to say, okay, I'm making this public. I mean, look at Edward Snowden and Booz Allen and Hamilton. Everybody at Booz Allen and Hamilton knew that the NSA was spying on us.
Mm-hmm.
But it took one person, Edward Snowden, to say, well, if no one else is speaking up, then I will. And I believe that in the human heart, there are variances, and that we will always find somewhere, maybe rare, maybe, you know, someone who has the courage, the honesty, and the social conscience to say, okay, I will do it.
Oh, it's going to get as bad. You. It's going to be like, you know, the Vicky AI character in iRobot with Will Smith, and it's just artificial intelligence given the parameters that we're just going to surveil everybody and try and stop me. And I like the idea that I'm going, I don't care who did it or how smart they are, and I turn the physical switch that doesn't allow electrons to flow between.
Yes.
Boom. Done.
Please. That's right. So now you try and listen to me with software that can't force an electron to jump an air gap. Please. Try that. It will never happen. So I know it sounds crude. It's like putting light switches in.
No,
your
it's
phone.
Minimum freaking job requirement. I would, you know, if you didn't do this, I'd be bitching just like you would, going, doesn't matter. Software turned it on and off, you know? So this is the device itself. Give us some of the, you know, I don't know, the sports car stats on it. I mean, is it going to be as functional, as fast, as cool, as whatever?
It's going to be the equivalent to the Samsung S7. In terms of all of its capabilities.
It is.
I mean, it's going to be a nice phone. It's got a great camera. The camera has the option, however, of saying, all right, I am not going to put EXIF information into my file. People just don't realize this. They take a picture. They send it to a friend. That friend, you can go on to any you know, Google or Apple App Store and freely download an EXIF editor, which will tell you, oh, yeah, this picture was taken at 12:07 a.m., okay, at this exact location within 10 feet.
Okay, now another thing, I rarely, because it takes up a bunch of batteries, I rarely have my location on. I mean, well,
right.
That the light's
but,
on.
Yes.
But the but when I but take a picture, even if I don't have my location GPS thing on, does it still put that information in?
It depends on the phone. But when you say you rarely have your GPS on, I'm going to challenge that. You may personally have turned it off, but there are plenty of malware that will turn it on and they do not put the little icon at the top of your screen.
Yeah, but that would be wrong.
Well, I'm sorry. You know, if they can't
do that. That would be wrong.
Yeah, well, you know, find something right in this world, and I will eat my shoe, okay? So, no, yes, it is wrong. Nevertheless, it happens. So you may think it's off, but there are probably 10% of the phones that are affected with malware that simply go, I'm turning it on anyway.
Okay, now, when we come back, this is one thing we can look forward to talking about, timing. You know, it's timing. When am I going to be able to order on and go my, you know, Prime, Amazon, kind of where would I get and how'd I turn on whatever network? And which network does John McAfee use? Is he Cricket? You know, is he gone international satellite of not Verizon?
No, checkers. I'm sorry. I was talking to someone in the house. So I just bought a new weapon, a Springfield XDM. So he was looking at it. My apologies.
Yeah. Oh, goodies. You know, we have these kids interning. They're from like 19 to 32. Eight kids from, when I say kids, young adults, they're lawyers and businessmen and so on from Poland, Ukraine, and Georgia that are interning here. And all of them wanted this group every, you know, they're always coming interns. And they always take them to Ernie. We do the big podcast. We'll have a dinner and take them shooting. And they... That was the highlight of their whole freaking months of everything, is that they come America, go out in the desert and just blaze away. We have guys will bring out everything, and they got to have their Facebook picture taken, put up on in Poland. And I'm like,
yes, sir.
Are you sure you want to put the picture up? Maybe you won't get that job. You know? So they are so enraptured with this gun culture in America that you find,
well, yes.
You find that to be true everywhere?
Everywhere. In fact, all of last week, our business partners in Finland were here at my house. Now, you can't find a single room where a gun is not laying around somewhere. I've got no children in the house, okay? So please don't panic. I have no children. All the adults that live here are gun-aware and gun safety specialists. Everybody has perfect trigger discipline and so on. So, but why do I have them lying around? Because you just don't know, do you?
Yeah, because I need them lying around. I got, you know, mine. Anybody comes to my parties, you know, the AK is next to the refrigerator. I got a revolver on top, and this drawer over here, and that out of the way of the kids. But damn it, I don't have them to be in the safe.
So they were here. They were kind of freaked out. Okay, so right by the front door, I've got a 30-06 with a scope, and it's like they were like, oh, my God, they didn't know what to think. Because in Finland, you can't get a gun. I mean, maybe if you're a farmer or a hunter and you go through all kinds of hurdles, you can get one. But nobody has guns in their house.
And I know so, it's 236 and a half yards to my gate out front.
I know where all the studs are in my walls. So if I have to shoot through the wall.
See you, the man. Okay, now, did you take them shooting? They get to shoot at all?
I did, yeah. And they all loved it.
This is the one thing I find, especially young women, if they shoot an AR, a .223, and it doesn't kick that much, and they can see what they can project their will and everything, I'm telling you, man, they want to have sex with somebody. You know, they feel the power, the testosterone. They're going, tell the guys, I go, man, just take the young women shooting an AR. Things will be okay.
You know, I'm sorry, but that's the truth.
That's my experience. They get so, you know, powerful. They feel, you know, just like, wow, this is rare. I want something. You know, the women, they come out, well, usually they're with their husbands and boyfriends and whatever. I just kind of, you know, bring that up just to, you know, give them something to shoot for. But the main thing is the empowerment that women feel, you know.
They feel when they shoot, yeah.
Yeah, it's an equalizer.
I went shooting with Alex Jones a year and a half ago on a farm or ranch owned by a friend of his. And we shot a Barrett 50 cal from the waist. Now, that gives you
That's the best way to shoot them, too, man. I've shot three rounds. I go, and I'm done.
We're coming back. After a few, too.
We're coming back.
We're back on air.
Liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.FM.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
John McAfee is going to save us? Well, help us at least. And I want to know, you know, the production of the phone and the actual, you know, what we're going to be getting. It's going to kick ass. You know, it's like a Galaxy 7, 8, whatever. You know, it's going to be a smartphone with some features. And I'm wondering, John, when you do this, you go to the manufacturer and you say, I need. Do we know even what country it's being made in?
Yes, it's being made in Finland.
Okay.
And I'm not going to talk a lot about the exact specs, how we're doing what we're doing, because what we're doing is not rocket science. It's actually very trivial.
Yeah, you know, it's the case this and the solder that and the
microswitch
there.
I'm not going to talk about any of those things. Because, you know, we're using some space-age materials in order. It's not an easy thing to actually disconnect the battery on something that's as thin and small as a smartphone. However, we're doing it. So, again, I'm not going to save anybody. You said he's here to save us. No, I'm not saving anybody. What I'm giving everybody is the option to save themselves, because you have to take action. You know, if you're going into a meeting, you have to turn the microphone and the camera off. if you're going to bed with your spouse, you have to turn the battery off. If you want, or maybe you're an exhibitionist and you don't care, and that's your choice, so you don't have to.
Yeah, I got a special rack on the wall. I put the phone and name it. Screw you, man. Okay. Watch this.
Well, yeah, I'm almost the same. I'm not an exhibitionist, but I'm kind of like, yeah, screw you people. I do not care. I just don't care.
Well, this is one thing that you're emphasizing is disinformation thing, that you have the power to feed them bad information that makes surveillance useless, and you start replicating that.
Yes.
That's another thing. It's $1,100, which is, I mean, hell, these phones are getting $600, $700, $800 anyway. But to go $1,100 for the capability, you know, who do you think your market is? Everybody? I mean, is it going to be offered by any of the carriers? Are you going to find it at your Verizon store, or I'm ordering it from where?
I think it will be offered by carriers. You know, we're working with carriers now, especially in Europe, and we're going to be moving here to the States working with them. But I think first and foremost, the enterprise, because they have the most to lose, do they not? I mean, for example, if you believe that we don't have corporate espionage in America, that we're way too polite, that
morons.
We're way too... Yes, no, of course we do. Of course we do. And if you have a competitor, I don't care what your field is, I promise you, that competitor is trying its best to get its agents into your building, into your offices by going, hey, would you, you know, apply for a programming position here? They're trying to tap your phones. They're trying to monitor your secret meetings. And so you need to accept that.
Yeah, if all the associates in your law firm or your practice of the engineers get free phone offers from whatever, they should be going,
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
So no. So the enterprise, then, if I were running a business and I were having a board meeting, with the modern technology, I'd say, everybody leave your smartphone outside the room. End of story. Now, we don't do that, do we?
Yeah, here's a microwave to put it in.
Yeah, but here, yeah, or a lead box. Actually, I was on with Larry King day before yesterday with Alan Dershowitz. Now, I've been saying for years that software can prevent your phone from powering down. So he said, you know what? I've been with three heads of state where I had to put my phone in a lead box outside of the room.
Hell yeah.
Even though it was turned off because they all said, no, you can't guarantee that it's turned off. And I go, thank you, Lord. And Alan Dershowitz said, I want to be your first customer.
Damn, so, Skippy. Yeah, can I be two?
Yes, you can be number two.
I'm number two. All right.
So it actually is happening. So with this phone, at least you can carry it with you, keep it with you, because I don't like to leave my phone unattended. That's crazy. I mean, who can pick it up and do whatever they want?
Hey, good point. Yeah.
I'm keeping mine with me. So with my phone, you throw the switch, it's off.
You know, that's another health thing. I was thinking, you know, like the pouch that I would, you know, wear to put my phone in. I'm going, God, isn't there some, can I get a lead lining on the backside where it's sitting next to my hip? I mean, it still get the signal, but I don't need to get hip irradiated. I'd rather, and if I turn it off, I want it off. And I don't charge it by my head. My wife has her phone right by her head. I go put it over, at least over on my dresser or something. I just want to be able to turn it off. I want a switch, damn it. Give me a switch. I'll pay $1,100 for a freaking switch.
For a switch.
Damn it.
You know what? And me too. This is why I'm doing it, because I've known for years what was needed, but the phone companies aren't giving it to us. And here's why. Years ago, software engineers figured out the cleverness of how to turn something off with software. That was cool. Everybody goes, yeah, that's slick, neat, cool. However, it's also stupid.
Yeah, we can turn it right back on.
You can turn it right back on with another piece of software. So. But the phone manufacturers go, yeah, I like that. It makes my phone design 100 times simpler. I don't have to have switches for those things.
Yeah.
I just push a button on the screen and it says power off. Yeah, we're going to use the software switches to power you off. Put a little button on the screen saying turn off my GPS, my geolocator. Yeah, but that's all nonsense.
Well, what kind of impact do you think this is going to have on surveillance to the point that they're, it's a law. Oh, you're not allowed. Because we see the same thing happen with Microsoft. They just determine the hardware, the trusted program module of you got to have the switch of software of kind of blah, 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 blah. The fact that you're even able to get this built somewhere is interesting right there.
Well, I'm getting it built in Finland. Okay, keep in mind, not in America. I don't know. I really don't know. It depends on how corrupt we have become, how far down the rabbit hole we are.
As far as they can freaking go with rocket boots. I mean,
still, I can't give up. I can't just stop.
No. This is what we need. You know, I'm not assuming that they're, we wouldn't do that. That would be wrong. I mean, you know, I'm going, come on. You know, who are we dealing with here?
No, I'm expecting all kinds of reaction to this in the negative sense. I mean, there's going to be some terrible shit coming down from the FBI, certainly.
Yeah, but corporations, I could see this being a minimum job requirement. You have this phone as part of, we distribute it if you got to have. I mean, you know, who would not in any kind of, you know, Wall Street, manufacturing, engineers, software companies, computer companies, so on the, you're not allowed to have that McAfee phone. Oh, yeah, what are you going to call it?
We're just calling it the privacy phone. Intel still is not happy about me using my name anywhere. So just to prevent Intel from slowing this down or getting in its way, I'm calling it the privacy phone.
Your name McAfee, they come after you?
They already have. I've been sued. We're in lawsuit. In fact, I was in New York a week and a half ago, in a courtroom all day. We're trying to work this out. This is my name. My father had the name. My grandfather, all the way back to a bunch of sheep herders in Ireland 500 years ago. I'm insisting.
But
I have the right to use it.
I vote you can, in case my vote matters. It's my freaking name. My name's Hancock, so I've taken advantage of that all the hell, you know. I just signed Big Ernest Hancock. Gee, Mr. Hancock, yours is the biggest of them all, you know. So I'm just having fun with this. They would, you know, I'm going to do John Hancock insurance going to come after me or something. So I just...
Yeah.
All right, so the release date on this, we're going to be able to start, you know, thinking about and buying, saving my pennies for is when?
Well, you know, I'm hoping for the end of the year, but my board of directors said no, February. So February, that we're going to be announcing at the Barcelona phone conference. It's the largest telecommunication conference in the world. We're going to be distributing it, showing it. And we will ship it out the next day. So,
well, what's the manufacturing capability? I mean, you can make how many billions a year? I mean, what are we looking at?
Well, you know, we're certainly looking at in the tens of millions.
My
and then maybe we've underestimated. Maybe, you know, but yeah, I'm looking at 10 million the first year. And you know, if we do that, then at least 10 million people will.
Well, how much of this company is you? I mean, are you partnered up with a bunch? Are you like 51.6%?
No, it's a joint venture between MGT, which is my company, and a Finnish company called Nordic IT Implementation, and they're a tremendous.
Did you approach them, or did they approach you?
They approached me. They invited me over to keynote one of their conferences about four months ago. After the keynote. The organizers of the conference said, you know, that was pretty
cool. Go to
the
front page of freedomsphoenix.com or streaming will continue.
All right.
Yeah, until you get boring or I'm boring. Okay.
Okay.
This is the one thing that you have. You gave a keynote. You're saying this is what needs. And they go, you know what? We can do that. You know, let's work together and kind of let's go kick ass. You go, okay.
Right. Because they're the largest conference organizer in all of Europe. They're well connected with everybody, certainly all the telecoms and certainly all the phone manufacturers. And because I talked about that, I said, you know, here's what we need, and nobody's doing it. And so everybody came. The organizers came and said, whoa, that was cool. Said, we have all the contacts to make this happen. Would you work with us? And I go, well,
okay. I want, before you go, I want to add my optional preference of please include future I want and give me. Okay,
yes.
You ready?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Please.
I have been screaming for years that, you know, like with Signal and all this, I give you a good example. Brian Sovereign has a show called Sovereign Tech. You know, it's all this kind of stuff. He comes on, and a good friend and a good guy and well-respected in the Bitcoin community and IT and all that. Well, Derek Slopey, my IT guy at Freedom's Phoenix, I talked to all these guys, and I said, this is what I want. I want to have privacy, but security in not only what I'm communicating. They go, oh, yeah, you got to get, you know, WhatsApp. And then it gets bought by Facebook, and I go, I already know better. You know, screw that, okay? Then, no, Whisper whatever the heck in the base code of Signal. Get Signal. So I'm on the air with them, and I load the app Signal onto my phone. Within seconds, I start getting text messages from people. It said, hey, Ernie's on your contact list. He just joined Signal, and you got Signal. I go,
not very much privacy, is there?
I go, what the hell was that? I hadn't even used it, and I'm already getting text messages from people. They go, let me finish this, John, so you can respond to it. So my thing was, but they can't see what you're, it's encrypted, and it's encrypted. And I'm going, hell, you know, 89.6% of what I don't want them to know is who the hell I'm communicating with anyway. I go, I don't give a shit if they can see what I'm, you know, gee, it's a freedom thing that Ernie and John are talking about. Gee, I wonder what they're saying. I mean, you know, it's like, screw the government. That's what they're saying. Well, they may not be able to see it, what we're saying, which that's a whole nother thing whether they are or not, but it's who I'm talking to. So how do we do that? Well, they go, well, you'd have to have, I don't know, satellite Elon Musk data stream of encrypted of, you know, in my phone if they don't get something. All right. So when you have your phone, I understand, you know, limitations of what you're talking about, and it gives you a big giant chunk of this. But in the future, if there is the ability to use some kind of a carrier wave, you know, a ones and zeros to go from my freaking phone to someone else's device, and they don't even know who I'm communicating with, I got, you know, lots of people that are just sitting there on the edge of their seat for that one. So is that even possible?
Yeah. Well, I hate to burst your bubble. But things like signals, you think that encryption helps? Absolutely not. Let me tell you something. The most common malware in the world is keystroke logging. Keystroke logging. That is, they're monitoring what you type in. So you have to type it in before it's encrypted. Please. All right. Over 40% of all phones are infected.
Yeah, that's what I tell you. I go, can I see it on my screen? Can I see on my screen what is going on? Yeah, well, then how come they can't see it?
Well, they can.
That's my point.
Along with keystroke loggers are screen capture programs. You can do it yourself. Try it by, you know, just look in your user manual, how to capture the screen. Well, software does the same thing. So on both ends, they watch what you're typing in, and they watch what you receive. The encryption. Let me tell you something. There's no one in the middle anymore. Hackers are way too smart. No one's trying to listen to that encrypted communication because there's nobody there. They move their position from the man in the middle to the man watching your keystrokes, and no one is acknowledging that. So, again, I didn't mean to burst your bubble.
No. I mean, they tried to explain to me what it takes. They go, look, Ernie, to do this, you would have to have a device that has so little memory on it that they can't put anything on it. It's got to be a Raspberry Pi phone
that you put
some message that somehow is going to be encrypted, you know, distributed on a broadband wave, some radio station of who gives a crap, you know, or maybe we have some, you know, CubeSats that'll go up and do direct to my phone that I got a dish on my house that goes up to the CubeSat and to the guy, but they have to have the small memory, you can't even put anything on it but a text, you know, kind of thing. So I've had this explained to me, and I'm going, well, John McAfee can make that part of his freaking phone, because damn it.
I'll tell you what, those devices that don't have the memory are going to be useless for you because they can't do what the smartphone does.
No, I understand, but you can put it inside the case. It's a little bitty, Raspberry chip.
We have also addressed that, okay? I can't give you the full specs at this point. We're announcing them. However, we're addressing that, of course. But yes, so my point is if you do have the memory, then hackers will get in. And if they're in, you are now at war. My goal is to win that war, period. They're in. Let's assume they're in. What can we do to maintain our privacy and security in spite of the fact that we have been hacked? End of story.
Yeah, no, first you got to know that they are and admit it, you know. God, these guys, yep. Oh, no, all BS. You know, when they do the FBI thing, they're talking about, we're keeping him in jail because a perfect example. There's this guy that they suspected or believe or whatever that he's a child pornographer, haver, doer, share or something. And they want to get into his phone. They arrested him. He's sitting in jail. And he goes, if he gives them the encryption to his phone, the keys or something, well, they'll be able to open up and we'll prosecute him for child pornography or whatever. So he's not doing it. He goes, I'm not opening it. And they go, well, then we're just going to leave you in jail until you do so that we can leave you in jail.
Yes.
You see? So I'm just going, you know, but I am of the opinion that's just BS because they don't want to let people know that they can get into the phone anyway.
Of course they can. Please, Lord, they can. I know this for a fact. The FBI, when they were trying to get into the San Bernardino phone, had a contract with Cellebrite in Israel. And Cellebrite, again, I'm John McAfee. I know these things. Not by my own ill actions, but by people telling me so. So they had a contract with Cellebrite. Cellebrite has said, we will open the phone for you. It's in our contract. It won't cost you anything. Instead, they chose to go to a judge to try to get a master key to all iPhones. Please, Lord, see what's happening here.
Okay, so you're feeling pretty comfortable about this. It was time for you to make an announcement. You're going to make a deadline in February.
Yes, we're going to make an announcement tomorrow.
So if it gets pushed back, you know, what would be a pushback on it? You know, material Hellfire missile on the manufacturing facility? I mean, war breaking out with whatever? I mean, you know, you're pretty comfortable that it's coming no matter what?
It's coming unless the FBI arrests me for sedition because I'm creating something that will make America less secure because the FBI cannot access stuff.
You know, that would suck for you, but that would be awesome for the movie.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Okay. The same to you.
Well, I'm just like, you know, they can't stop the signal. I mean, this is going to happen. I'm just glad that your name got associated with this, you know, because it's just, you know.
Well, it's going to happen, absolutely, one way or the other, because the FBI has no control over companies like Samsung and Sony all the others. I mean, because the market will simply demand it, and when that happens.
Thank you.
Yes, so there you have it.
Well, this is, you know, you're looking at sales of, man, this is next to a gazillion dollars for John McAfee. I mean, is that what you're looking at?
Well, not for me. It's for MGT, which is the company that I'm the CEO of. And so, I could care less whether my name is on it or not. Although,
well, don't forget.
It would probably sell more.
I tell you this, as this goes and it's starting to, you know, and where it can be bought from and who and do and whatever, let us help, man. I'm in. You know, we want to play. I tell you what, we'll do 10 times more publicity and gab, whatever, to deserve me getting a freaking phone. That's what I
want. All right. I promise you one for free. How is that? Okay.
You the man. I'm going to bust ass.
Right.
And we'll get,
because
this is what needs to be done. Hey, John, thanks for coming on. Everything else going good with you?
Everything else is great with me, other than the fact I'm an old man getting older.
Yeah, you know, they got a cure for that, too. You know? Hey,
right,
thanks
thank
a lot
you.
For coming on, Joe.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, peace.